理课堂听 class.com。
Many countries have national parks. These are protected areas for wild plants, animals, and other natural resources. The goals of national parks often conflict with the desires of some groups of people. Farmers, for example, want to grow crops within the park's borders. Businessmen want to cut trees or open mines there. Sportsmen want to hunt animals. Is it possible for people and protected areas to exist together peacefully? A project in Mexico seems to show that they can. A report on the project appeared recently in the publication Bioscience. The Mexican project is taking place in the state of Quintana Roo, along the Caribbean Sea. Scientists and government officials have created a biosphere reserve there. A biosphere reserve is like a national park. It protects plants, animals, and other natural resources. However, a biosphere reserve is unlike a national park because people are permitted to use the resources to earn a living. In the Mexican reserve, for example, fishermen are permitted to catch lobsters. But the fishermen work closely with scientists to develop the lobster population. Their efforts will guarantee a good supply now and in the future. The word biosphere describes an environmental system in which all the parts help each other to survive. The Earth has many different kinds of biospheres. These include deserts, rainforests, and coastal wetlands. The idea of a biosphere reserve accepts people as part of the complete environmental system. About 800 people live in Mexico's biosphere reserve. The reserve itself includes more than 500,000 hectares of wetlands, waterways, and tropical forests. As we have said, some scientists are developing the area's lobsters. Some are helping local farmers grow more crops on less land. Others are studying diseases that destroy palm trees. The first biosphere reserve was established by the United Nations in the 1970s. Today, there are 266 reserves in 70 countries. Experts hope these areas will serve as an example of how the human world and the natural world can live together in a balanced way. A few months ago, we reported on two successful programs to protect wildlife in Africa. One program protects mountain gorillas in Nigeria. Other protects elephants and black rhinoceroses in Namibia. Wildlife in other parts of Africa are not so lucky. They are being killed illegally in increasing numbers. Late last month, for example, 30 hunters attacked one of the last groups of white rhinoceroses in Kenya. Five of the rare animals were killed. The attack took place in Kenya's Meru National Park. Many people visit the park each year to see the white rhinos. They can walk right up to the rhinos and touch them. Now, only about 30 of the animals remain. Rhinos are a target for hunters because of their thick horns. In East Asia, horns can sell for $24,000 each. They are in great demand for use in medicines and as tops for knives. Wildlife experts are greatly concerned by the recent attack in Kenya. They say the willingness of hunters to attack animals in protected areas shows that the problem is becoming worse. Elephants, as well as rhinos, are a target. In the past year, the remains of 500 elephants have been found in or near areas protected by Kenyan officials. Each time, the animal's tusk and long trunk were cut off. These attacks have led to a public debate in that country. Kenya's Minister of Wildlife and Tourism says his government has done its best to stop the killing. He blames traders in rhino horns and elephant tusks for the increasing number of attacks. He says they want to get as many as possible before the animals are gone completely. Wildlife experts agree that worldwide demand for horns and tusks is partly to blame. Another cause, they say, is the ease with which guns can be bought and used. Modern weapons can kill a large number of animals in just a few minutes. Wildlife experts and Kenyan officials say the continued killing is more than an environmental problem. It is an economic problem, too. More than 600,000 persons visited Kenya last year. Many went to see wild animals. Without the animals, many visitors will stop going to Kenya, and the country will lose one of its main sources of foreign exchange. Forests along the Amazon River in Brazil are one of the world's greatest natural resources. They contain many kinds of plants and animals found nowhere else, and they have an important effect on the atmosphere. Yet Brazil's forests are one of the world's most threatened resources. Since 1970, about 11% of the trees have been cut down. Lumber companies are interested only in the biggest, straightest trees. The best trees are at least 60 centimeters across and 15 meters high. Many trees in the Amazon forest are not this big and straight, so they are cut with the others but not used. In fact, lumber companies use only 10 to 20% of the trees they cut. The remainder are burned. Earlier this year, the United Nations Development Program discussed the situation in its publication, World Development. The report told of a project to use more of the trees cut down in Brazil. The project turns some of the waste wood into houses for poor people. The other waste wood is made into furniture or statues. The project is being tested in the fast-growing city of Imperati. Imperati is in Brazil's Maranhão province. It is between the dry northeastern part of the country and the Amazon forest. Many people have gone there looking for work. The population is growing at a rate of 12% a year. The mayor says 2,000 immigrant families in Imperatri have no place to live. The owner of a local wood processing factory decided to help. He offered to give the city the wood he cut but did not want. Local citizens prepared the land for the first waste wood house in Imperatriz. Then the house was built. The walls are made of short logs cut from top to bottom. The roof is made of dried earth tiles. The size of the house is 50 square meters. It has an indoor toilet and water pump. It also has electric lights. Some of the waste wood from the factory had an unusual color or shape. Local artists made these pieces into furniture and statues. Environmental experts say such projects will not slow the destruction of Brazil's forests, but developmental experts say at least the wood will be used more effectively. The first helicopter, powered by a human, flew recently in California. It rose several centimeters off the ground for almost 7 seconds. Students at California State Polytechnic University in San Luis Obispo have been working on the helicopter since 1981. The latest version of the device is called the Da Vinci 3. Neil Psyche directed the project for the last 2 years. His team built the Da Vinci 3 out of different kinds of plastic. It weighs 44 kilograms. It is the fourth human-powered helicopter to be built at the university. The first three helicopters did not fly. Neil Psyche says the latest version was successful for three main reasons. First, it is almost 20 kilograms lighter than the earlier versions. Second, the two rotor blades are straighter. The rotor blades turn around on top of the helicopter and help lift it off the ground. Finally, the person who provided the power, Greg McNeil, has stronger legs than the earlier pilots. McNeil is a bicycle racer. The Da Vinci is powered like a bicycle. The pilot pushes two pedals around with his feet. The pedals pull a line which turns two propellers. The propellers are on the ends of the rotor blades. The propellers turn the rotor blades 8 times a minute. Greg McNeil provided enough power to lift the helicopter off the ground during 2 tests in November. On December 10th, an official from America's National Aeronautic Association watched the 3rd test. For that flight, a small light was placed on the rotor blade of the Da Vinci 3. The light turned on when the helicopter lifted off the ground completely. At that moment, the official from the National Aeronautic Association began timing the flight. The Da Vinci 3 rose up almost 22 centimeters off the ground. It stayed in the air almost 7 seconds. The official then declared that the United States had succeeded in flying the first helicopter powered by a human. The idea of a human-powered helicopter is not new. Italian artist Leonardo da Vinci designed one 500 years ago. Until now, however, his idea flew only on paper. The device that finally flew for real was named after him. Medical researchers have discovered new details about migraine headaches. Their findings dispute traditional ideas about this disorder. Migraine headaches usually are felt on one side of the head. They may last a few hours or several days. Many persons with the disorder have difficulty seeing or thinking clearly before the headache begins. Others have the stomach problem of nausea. For years, doctors have said migraines are caused by changes in the size of blood passages in the head. But evidence now shows the disorder probably is caused by a problem with nerve cells or chemicals deep inside the brain. Joel Safer is director of the Michigan Headache and Neurological Institute. He says researchers are beginning to see migraines as a disease, much like high blood pressure or diabetes. One promising area of research involves the brain chemical serotonin. Serotonin already has been linked to the emotional disorder depression. Serotonin is produced every time a signal travels from one nerve cell in the brain to another. Nerve cells take up most of the serotonin. Dr. Safer says a lack of or an imbalance of serotonin may lead to migraine headaches. Researchers believe some persons may have a genetic disorder that makes migraine headaches more likely. As many as 90% of persons who get migraines have relatives who get migraines too. Age and sex also are important considerations. Migraines are equally divided between boys and girls. But in later years, women are more likely than men to get migraines. Experts believe this is caused by the female hormone estrogen affecting parts of the brain. Migraine headaches may be caused by changes inside the body, outside the body, or both. Inside changes include muscle tension, sleeping problems, or a woman's monthly reproductive period. Outside changes include weather conditions, bright lights, or food. Some medicines seem to prevent migraine headaches. Other medicines reduce the pain after the headache starts. Experts say, however, the best way to prevent a migraine is to stay away from things that produce a migraine in the past. Researchers in Britain and Iceland have reported new findings linking genes and schizophrenia. Experts say the findings provide the first solid evidence of a biological cause of the mental disorder. Persons suffering from schizophrenia are called schizophrenics. Schizophrenics have a strange understanding of reality. They believe things that are not true. For example, they hear voices that are not there. They say they are being followed, or they think they are being oppressed. The cause of their disorder is not known, yet many schizophrenics can be treated effectively with drugs. In the past, scientists offered different ideas about the cause of schizophrenia. Some thought the disorder resulted from an unhappy childhood. Others blamed an injury to the nervous system or a virus. The idea that genes might be a cause resulted from the discovery that schizophrenia is common in some families. Last year, a Canadian researcher announced that scientists had found strong evidence of a link between genes and schizophrenia. The scientists examined two schizophrenics in the same family. They found that the men had several
similar physical disorders. They also found that each man had an extra copy of part of a chromosome. The extra genetic material appeared on chromosome number 5. The latest findings were reported by researchers in Britain and Iceland. They examined 7 large families in which schizophrenia was unusually common. Of 104 family members, 39 have the disorder. The researchers used a technique called linkage mapping. The technique helps show a link between schizophrenic family members and genes on chromosome number 5. However, scientists doing similar research in Sweden were unable to find the same link on chromosome number 5. They said this could mean that different genes are responsible for schizophrenia in different families. The results of both studies were reported in the British publication Nature. Experts say the findings could lead to the discovery of the exact gene or genes that cause schizophrenia. If so, they say, doctors will be able to develop better treatments. Many children have trouble learning to read. They suffer a learning disability called dyslexia. These children, letters in words seem to jump and move. Sometimes, the order of letters in a word seems to change. Dyslexia is not connected to intelligence. These people are not mentally slow or disabled. Such persons as American inventor Thomas Edison, Britain's World War II leader Winston Churchill, and the great thinker and scientist Albert Einstein are believed to have had dyslexia. Experts also say dyslexia is not a disease. They say it is just a condition caused by differences in development of brain tissue before a baby is born. The left and right sides of the brain do not work together in a normal way. The right side of our brain controls such activities as art, music, and mathematics. The left side controls such activities as writing and reading. Language areas are found in both sides, but usually the language area on the left side is larger. However, in persons with dyslexia, language areas in the right side of the brain are as large as those on the left, and the right side of the brain has a larger than normal number of brain cells. Researchers believe the more developed right side of the brain fights the left side for control of language. They believe this creates conflicts and tension in the brain that make reading more difficult. Researchers believe the difference in brain tissue happens before the child is born. They say it could be caused by a minor disease, a disease suffered by the mother, or changes in hormones that affect the development of brain cells. One scientist is studying the brain's electrical activity. He found differences in the electrical activity of children with dyslexia. The differences were not only in the left part of the brain, where they were expected. He also found differences in the front of the brain and in the part of the brain involved in seeing. He believes this shows that dyslexia involves many areas of the brain. The discoveries have greatly increased our understanding of dyslexia. It is not clear that this can lead to treatment for reading disorders. But experts say The findings will help doctors to recognize a child with dyslexia at an early age, and special teaching is most effective. Many American doctors say a transplant operation to treat Parkinson's disease is not as effective as first reported. They say they have done the operation on 80 patients, and none improved as much as two patients treated last year in Mexico. Last year, doctors in Mexico transplanted cells from the adrenal glands of two male Parkinson's patients into their brains. The doctors reported that both men improved greatly after receiving the transplanted cells. Parkinson's is a disease of the body's nervous system. The most common sign is uncontrollable shaking of the arms and legs. The person may have difficulty walking, standing, and talking. Parkinson's is caused by the destruction of a group of nerve cells in the brain. These cells produce dopamine. This is a chemical the nervous system uses to control body movement. The lack of dopamine leads to the many physical problems linked to Parkinson's disease. It does no good to give dopamine to Parkinson's patients. The chemical will not pass from the blood to brain tissue across what doctors call the blood-brain barrier. The adrenal glands in the abdomen, however, produce hormones similar to dopamine. The doctors in Mexico hoped the transplanted adrenal cells would somehow increase production of dopamine in the brain. Those doctors reported great success last year. One of their patients could not walk and had trouble speaking. 5 months after the transplant operation, they said, he could walk without help, and he could speak clearly. Their second patient could not write, eat, speak clearly, or care for himself. 3 months after the operation, they said, he could speak clearly and walk without help. Doctors in the United States began doing the transplant operation after the doctors in Mexico announced their results. They report that some patients improved, but not much. Only two medical centers in the United States are continuing to accept patients for the treatment. Recently, the doctors in Mexico tried a similar transplant operation using cells from the brains of fetuses instead of the adrenal gland. It is not yet known if the Parkinson's patients in those tests have improved. The front of the brain, and in the part of the brain involved in seeing. He believes this shows that dyslexia involves many areas of the brain. The discoveries have greatly increased our understanding of dyslexia. It is not clear that this can lead to treatment for reading disorders, but experts say the findings will help doctors to recognize a child with dyslexia at an early age, and special teaching is most effective.